Hey Sedbury, Dave Kurt, broker of record with Lake City Realty, back on the mic for another episode of the Sedbury Real Estate Podcast. What has been up with you guys? It's been a couple weeks since I took a break. I was actually in VCon. I'm a big Gary Vaynerchuk fan, and myself and a few friends went down to VCon last week. Last year it was pitched as an NFT conference, and now with NFTs being almost like a bad word out there in the space, it was more of a tech and a futurist kind of conference and a business conference that was going on this year. It was such a positive place. Met so many awesome people, and it just, you leave a conference like that and you feel so optimistic and so like upbeat and positive about the way things are and about the way the world is. So just a really, really great time I had down there. And so I apologize about being off the mic last week, but one of the things I got to cross off an item on my bucket list, we actually, on the drive back, we drove all the way down to Indianapolis. We came back and stayed at in Notre Dame. So we got to walk the Notre Dame campus. We got to see the grotto at night, all lit up. And then me and a couple friends went for a run on the campus the next day, which was pretty cool. Took our time to go around the stadium and take in all that is Notre Dame. I still remember being a young kid and seeing my grandpa with the Notre Dame hat on and the Notre Dame sweater and cheering for Notre Dame. So they've always been a big part of me growing up, and you know, obviously being able to watch the movie Rudy and seeing them as the underdog story that played out in that movie. It's been a team that I've cheered for a long time. So pretty special to be able to get on campus. But what's going on with the marketplace this week? So we saw 41 sales. That's compared to 33 sales last week. So we actually saw a pretty big uptick in sales this week over last. 26 additional conditional deals. 23 of those 41 sales happened to multiple offer. 47 new listings. That's actually down from we had 51 last week, 56 the week before. But our total listings, we hit 200. We're sitting today at 200 total listings available for residential homes in the city of Sudbury, and that's including Lively in those areas, but not including French River and all the far outlying areas. So that's big. So let's jump into it. What are my five takeaways for the week? We finally hit 200 active listings this week. It feels like there's been more homes for buyers to pick from, and that's showing up in the numbers. This is actually a 16% jump in the last 2 weeks of available homes on realtor.ca. This is actually right on track with what we've seen in past years, which is actually refreshing to see. I had to go back and look at last May / as we approach June numbers, and as well the year before. Now, what happened before in those times is our lows weren't quite as low. Like we saw our numbers hit down to 160, and previously they would kind of hit, stay stagnant about 175. But they transitions toward that 200, and then actually towards the mid 200s by the end of June. So it will be interesting to see if that plays out with our numbers this year as well. Buyers have been starving for listings, and this is a good sign of things moving ahead. Takeaway two for the week is I wanted to do a bit of a deep dive on the biggest shift we've experienced this year versus the last few COVID years. From January 1st until now, we have seen 509 residential homes sold with an average sale price of $470,000 and a median value of $430,000. So basically, most of the houses are selling at $430,000. If we go back to last year, 2022, we saw 771 sales. So big drop from 771 to 509. Average sale price last year at the beginning of the year was 510, and the median price was 470. So just remember that we actually hit our peak of our marketplace about March of 2022. So that would kind of capture that time in the marketplace. Take a step back before that. So it's 2021. We saw 932 sales up until May 26th, from January 1st until May 26th, 2021. Average sale price was $402 and median of $365. But that's a huge change. That's a massive shift, as the number of sales is down significantly in the past 24 months. We went from 932 sales to 509 sales. Clearly, we're at the beginning of the year. Like January, February of this year, we saw a really slow pace. The Bank of Canada hadn't finished quite, or the Bank of Canada had just finished their interest rate hikes. And at that time, consumer confidence in the marketplace kind of seems like it hit an all-time low. Looking back and being the Monday morning quarterback, we know that December and January were the slowest months in the marketplace. And only since then, things have gotten better. But fast forward to the market now, we've seen rates hold, at least for now, but a little bit more on this later on, and a lot more confidence come back to the market. Payments and cost of borrowing are still insanely higher than we've seen in the past few years. But I think the first quarter of the year will be the biggest variance between historic number of sales and the actual sales that happened this year. The prediction I made at the end of last year is that we'd see sales volume down 25% year over year, and I think that's still reasonable on where we'll end the year. Takeaway three, lower sales volumes will play out differently for four different types of people in the real estate marketplace. So I wanted to do a bullet point where I kind of went in a little bit of a deep dive on all these people. So the buyer's perspective, the seller's perspective, agent's perspective, and banker's perspective. Here's my breakdown on each of the categories. So buyers are going to see less inventory, and with fewer homes sitting to pick from, they're less excited to be out shopping and may feel that they're settling when it comes to finding a place. What's the perspective from sellers? The sellers should be able to benefit from fewer sales as they're in a position to sell their home, and lower sales volume should shift the power towards the favor of the sellers. At the same time, fewer sales mean less options if you're a transition buyer. What's a transition buyer? Is one that's either stepping up because they outgrew their house or stepping down because their house is too large. So if they're hoping to sell their current house and move into a bigger place or downsize, they're hit with not a lot of options to pick from, which is actually saying, well, maybe we'll just stay in our house for a little bit longer, which in turn affects because we're not having their house come on the marketplace. So fewer listings actually kind of works in a cycle to feed fewer listings. From the realtor's perspective and agent's perspective, we're seeing fewer sales split between the highest number of agents we've seen in our marketplace. The early stats look like it's going to break down to about 2.2 transactions per agent for almost the first half of the year. That means we're like, on average, we're maybe seeing 5 transactions per agent this year, which is insane when you think of how slow that is. I think last year we saw about 10. So we're about 50% lower on the number of transactions per agent that's happening. What you actually might see have play out is some agents might be more desperate. They might be venturing out of their marketplace, out of their comfort zone. They might be taking other jobs. So they're forced to work some part-time work, or they might even be reducing commission as in a position where they're going to negotiate on, instead of negotiating their value, they're going to be negotiating on their price. Those are all options that that individuals might find themselves doing. Lastly, how does it play out for the banks? Fewer transactions for the banks will mean fewer mortgages to lend out. We're seeing them make up for the fewer mortgages with increasing the spreads between the Bank of Canada rate and what they're lending money out. So the reason that I've noticed that is, typically in the past, we see the Bank of Canada lending rate affect will affect the bond market. Sorry, the bond market will affect what they're offering on their 5-year spreads. And when the bond market have shifted, the banks aren't shifting their rates. So if the bond markets went higher, if the bond markets went lower, the banks would typically reduce their 5-year rates. But they were holding their 5-year rates at the same values, which means they just were increasing their spreads. And what I've been told is what the banks are trying to do is what they know that they have fewer mortgages that they're going to lend out. So they want to make up for that instead of having the same number of mortgages out there, they're going to make additional points on the mortgages that they do have out there, and therefore they'll be profitable on that standpoint. That hasn't even really worked in their favor, as we've had banks reporting in the last few days, and it seems like they're all missing their targets pretty significantly as well. But the biggest news that's come out of the banks reporting has been their loan loss provisions. These have been multiplied by sometimes 20-fold what they previously had in reserves. What this means is the smartest people in these banking rooms, in their back rooms, are forecasting a huge increase in the number of defaults, potentially as we move towards like a Q4 of this year. That's a long-winded standpoint, but there is a lot to take in there, and I wanted to kind of break down what I'm seeing in that marketplace from those different perspectives. Takeaway four, this market kind of feels like it's like a hurry up and slow down. There was one street that had two properties, the offers on the same day. We saw 31 offers between those two places on the same street. While some other homes have offer date and they get crickets. Taking a step back, first-time home buyers are extremely busy in this marketplace. These are the people that are actually entering. Sometimes investors, but we remind ourselves that with the increase in rates, there's not as many investors that are jumping into the marketplace as the numbers are just less attractive. But first-time home buyers are where we're seeing the push on listings. So if you have a listing that's worth, you know, mid to low 400s, you're probably going to be seeing a premium on that. Where you get some trouble sometimes is if you're maybe the step-up type home, so if you're a $600,000-ish home, and at the same time, if you're maybe not magazine quality, or you're not kind of fall in love quality, those are the homes that might have a ton of showings, but you are lacking on offer date when people are coming to the table. They're saying they're gonna stay put, or they're gonna wait for it. Homes that are fall in love are seeing action right across the board. If it's, you know, whatever kind of a price point. If it hits all those checks and boxes, there is a buyer out for it. So that's interesting to see. But if you aren't quite at that level and you find yourself in a higher price point, you might be in a position of a more difficult sale. Takeaway five, where does the market go from here? If you would have asked me this question a few weeks ago, I would have been extra bullish. My thoughts that were with an increasing marketplace with very little, like there was very little that you could do to slow it down. That was before we saw rates jump. Just even the last 7 days, rates are up 0.5% versus what they were last week, with potentially more increases coming as well. While at the same time, we saw that number of listings go from 160 to 200. That's significant. It would be more of a wish than a prediction. But I think we see entry-level home prices continue to increase. The reason is when you have 15 buyers line up for a $425,000 listing, like, there's clearly an appetite for these houses at maybe a 450 or 475. At the same time, if we see those increases happen, and if we see the increase of the total listings happen that we took a look at earlier, where we know that by midsummer or towards the end of the summer, that mid 200s, and then maybe even up to 300 total listings, I get the feeling that the market will balance itself out from a supply and demand perspective. And that's what I've often told people is we are in a marketplace that is fueled from demand. So overall, we will probably see some small increases to the average sale price over the next few months, but what might level out towards something more normal as that inventory increases as well. That's my thoughts for this week. I'm excited to connect with you next week on my thoughts then, but hopefully you guys and your family are staying well. We've got a beautiful weekend this weekend for those that are going to be outside. I don't know if you guys are we'll see you there, but I know there's a lot of people that are going to be at the Sudbury Rocks running marathon. That's on Sunday. My wife, I think, is doing the 10K. I'm going with my family for the 5K, and hopefully we'll see you out there because it's supposed to be a beautiful weekend. And a friend of mine, Chris Cacciotti, has done a crazy amount of organizing for that. So hopefully you get out there and you support everything that's going on in Sudbury this weekend. Until next week, we'll see you later, Sudbury.